What is going on, everybody? Welcome once again to the Righteous Man podcast, where we help you redirect your moral roadmap. And today I just wanted to touch upon a topic that's geared more towards entrepreneurship for my entrepreneurs out there. And I want to touch upon the topic of patience, of having patience. I'm going to give you a scenario as well that I'm currently going through, and some things that I've learned along the way that I think would be very helpful for some of you guys, so stay tuned. Alright, so now that I gave you guys pretty much the overall topic of what we'll be talking about today, I just want to get right into it and just give you a little bit of background of what I'm hinting at with the whole idea of being patient and why it's important. So this past weekend, by the way, happy belated Thanksgiving. This past weekend, I went to Yuma, Arizona with my wife to visit her side of the family, or our family, and I've been dreading where I'm currently working, which is at a marketing firm, and I talked to my wife about it, very briefly about it, but it's been an ongoing thing where I tell her that starting to not feel happy about where I'm currently at the state that I'm at with my current position. And so I started telling her, hey, maybe we should move out here to Yuma because, let's see, the cost of living is cheap for one, and so is the housing. So we could finally buy our own house and finally settle down, because currently we're in California and we're renting at $1,700 a month, which is insane, because you can pay that same amount for a 4-bedroom, 3-bath in Arizona. But that being said, I told her about that, maybe we should move out here, and it's been on our mind to wanting to move out to Arizona as well. And so I think I struck a chord with her mentioning that, and I've been feeling this way, so we both kind of got into that same mindset, we started vibing with each other pretty much, and starting to realize, you know what, maybe we're getting closer to wanting to settle down somewhere, maybe Arizona is the place to be. And so the whole weekend was over, we were on our way back to California, and we opened up to her parents, and we mentioned to them our feelings and, you know, what we kind of had plans on doing by, you know, kind of just stop living here and move over there, and just explaining our frustrations and our job, and my job position. My wife actually just started a new job as a pretrial service officer. By the way, she has her own podcast on here as well. Go check her out, Young Female Officer. And so she's pretty much set, but I've been struggling with the idea of not knowing where to go to next, and this has just popped up to my mind, up in my mind more than once. And so we mentioned this to her parents and told them how I've been feeling, how she started to feel wanting to maybe take a step towards them and to where they live and buy a house. And we're just feeling how we don't really have a feeling of belonging here or really anywhere, so we don't have that feeling that we have settled yet. And when we mentioned this, my wife's dad said something very interesting, which I've been kind of battling with as well. And he said, well, you know, you have to just be patient with finding a place to settle, because all this takes time. And I've been thinking about that myself, thinking that, you know, with my own business and wanting to build it fast and immediate, and wanting to move fast and immediately. So just something that I think we all struggle with as men is, especially in this day and age of instant gratification, is learning how to be disciplined and patient. Because God knows that I am not patient. I may need long lines, traffic, you name it. I don't have the patience for it. And so I thought that was pretty interesting on what he said, and really just opened up my mind to a whole different mentality. So what exactly does it mean to be patient? Well, for one, patient with yourself is very important. Patient with the outcome that you're looking for is the second most important. Because it's true, I didn't realize this before, and it took me a crap ton of time to recognize it, but it does take time to get to where you want to be. It's not going to happen overnight, and usually if it does happen overnight, it does not end too pretty for those who get quick success. But for example, my parents, they own a grocery shop in upstate New York, and it took them a good 10 years to get to a point where they are right now, which is, it's a seasonal location, so they open for the summer, they close for the winter, and they pretty much vacation for half the year. So that didn't happen overnight. You know, it took a lot of strain, not only on our family, but it took a lot of strain on everybody individually, and on my parents' marriage. And definitely wasn't the same after. But my point being is that we had our minds set on an outcome. We knew what we wanted, and we went for it, and we stayed patient. We took action. We took the necessary action that we needed to take. And we experimented with different things of, you know, seeing what customers liked, what they didn't like, and giving them pretty much what they wanted. We stayed patient throughout these years, and now, you know, they vacation for 6 months out of the year. So, that being said, very important and valuable lesson that I learned, and hopefully that you can gather from this, is that patience is definitely a virtue. And you know who else is very, very patient, which for some of us this could be very frustrating? God is a very patient, steadfast being. He has no perception of time, so he has the patience of that surpasses all understanding. But with that patience comes goodness, and with that goodness comes what's best for us. So being that he is patient, that means that we should also be patient. So that is it for today, peeps. Thank you so much for stopping by and listening to me rant for a little bit about patience. Hope I didn't sound too redundant, but go ahead and give this a share to someone that you think will find this valuable. Give me a little hand clap for if you liked what I talked about. And I have a question before you leave, and you can call it in. We'd love to hear what you guys think. But what was one time in your life where patience definitely played a big role in your success. I want to hear your success stories on patient. So if you call it in, it would be awesome. And also, I placed this podcast on the iTunes podcast app. So go ahead and check me out on there as well. Subscribe, do all that cool stuff. And I'm going to try to do a short little rant every day throughout the day. So stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening. Love you guys. God bless.